quality of life here. And create businesses, yeah, grow businesses.
The Main Street Montana Economic Roundtable in Kalispell is taking place amidst more than a dozen roundtables. Seated at these tables are business and industry leaders, economic development specialists, small and big businesses. The questions these tables are discussing include what economic opportunities they see for the Flathead and what challenges there are for economic growth.
Airlines and ability to move people in and out of this marketplace would be huge in bringing people in.
Pam Maurer of Northwest Drywall and Building Supply sits at a table that identifies the high cost of airfare as one of the challenges to attracting people and business to the area. Infrastructure, transportation costs are recurring themes at the different tables, as are the issues of government regulations and taxes. Owner of the Garden Wall Inn Bed and Breakfast in Whitefish, Rhonda Fitzgerald, has also sat on the State Tourism Advisory Council.
Because I've seen a comparison of tax burden state to state, and we have a very low tax burden in Montana for business.
It's a rumor.
It's a perception, not a reality. So it should almost be reversing that perception of the tax burden for business.
The information generated from these conversations in Kalispell, as well as Billings, Missoula, Great Falls, Miles City, Bozeman, and Fort Belknap, are being collected as part of Governor Bullock's Main Street Montana project. Co-chair of the project, Larry Simpkins, is also the CEO of the Washington Companies. He says recurring themes include education and workforce development.
Infrastructure has been another big issue, whether it's infrastructure in roads and infrastructure in eastern Montana to broadband and technology infrastructure as well. So it's been a wide spectrum of big items as well as small items. Some of the smaller items are, you know, CDL licenses in eastern Montana take a little bit too long to get truck drivers in the seats.
Governor Bullock says it's a bottom-up economic development plan to create a blueprint for job growth in Montana.
Then the next steps from there really are to take the data and information that we've gathered from this and go to a county by county level, because developing a business plan for the state, really a state as large as ours, there's going to be different challenges and opportunities.
The next steps involve sorting out all the information gathered, sending out county surveys, and communicating with neighboring states to see what's working there and address issues of competitiveness. The goal is to have a blueprint put together by the first quarter of 2014. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.